Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey, and I am your host for the Original Lyric Stream radio show. Today is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. I know Bill and I remember a long, long time ago when we were kids out on Halloween knocking on doors for candy. That was a different time back then, but happy Halloween, everybody. Great, great day for everyone to be in costume. It's really cool. So we are on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and Spotify for podcasts on the replay of the show. So please check us out there at any time. But you can listen to the show live tonight. Please log on to blogtalkradio.com/originallyricstreamradio. I love doing this show to highlight the musical artists out here in the social media platforms. There is some great, great talent out here. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller on the dashboard this evening and uploading the photos and music from our guests. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. And I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded two albums, Original Lyric Stream and Constructive or Destructive. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, CD Baby, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. The song you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Ants. Ants stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. So many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Our goal with Original Lyric Stream Radio is to pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, engineer, in our creative arts. And we'll be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead that will tell their own story and inspiration behind the music. And my own writing has come from my life experience, current events, and family. I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. So everyone out there, it's only 7 years ago. And if I can do this, you can as well. So please try. As an introduction to our next guest interview tonight, and we really thank these guys for rescheduling and coming back. We had some technical issues several weeks ago and couldn't have them on. But we're really honored, and you're viewing a slideshow tonight of John Gagne and the Skidbone Band. Let's play an awesome track from Skidbone titled Run So Fast.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great way to end that track. Rock on, rock on with Skid Bone. Awesome. Well, let me introduce and welcome John Gagne and Skid Bone. John, we made it. We're actually live.
Russell, you know,
welcome,
it's
my
cool.
Friend.
I finally get to speak with you after all of these years.
I know. Technical issues delayed us about 3 weeks. But, hey, welcome to the original Lyric Stream.
I'm sorry. I was mentioning the fact that we've known each other since probably 2016 because of Jacqueline Jacks. And so I was just commenting on the fact that it's good to finally be able to actually speak with you instead of just
absolutely. Absolutely. The magic of Facebook, right?
Right, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. So do we have the band with us tonight?
No, we don't. And what happened was Halloween got canceled in this town. Not canceled, it got moved till Saturday. So what they did was they took their kids down to the mall. The mall was giving candy out.
I gotcha. Well,
so
let's go ahead.
I want to...
Let's name all the members of Skid Bone. Everybody knows. So, John, you're on drums and vocals. We have Kenny Olson on bass and vocals.
Yeah.
We have Adam Gibson on guitars and lead vocals. And then Mark Ceritelli on lead guitar and keys. Is that right?
Yes. And let
me
tell
you
something.
Great.
Those two guys, Kenny and Mark, have been working really, really hard to catch up because they're new members in the band. They've been doing an awesome job, so I just want to make sure I give them kudos on the air.
You had some great guitar work on Run So Fast, great rock track. And, of course, my first question is, to our listeners, the inspiration behind, that song, Run So Fast.
Let's see, it was in the 90s. I was in a band called Exit 15, and I was dating the sound lady. So we got engaged, and I had children from a previous marriage, and some things just went south, and it ended up being a broken heart. A song I wrote about my heart being broken, wondering why, somebody left so quickly. But that's how us musicians write anyway.
Yes. Yes, we do. Many, many methods and stories and experiences. I think in our previous shows, we talk about inspiration for lyrical writing, and it comes from many areas. There's never a shortage of material, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
A to Z.
Let me tell you, Adam writes a lot of the songs. Adam's an awesome songwriter, and he actually played the leads on that song.
Oh, it's great. Great. Has a nice flow to it. Nice up-tempo. Very
it's
nice
almost-
track. And
I've heard people liken it to Scottish bagpipes.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can definitely see that.
I always wondered what the appeal was, and then when somebody said that, I actually noticed that a couple of our songs sound like that. We have another song called Heaven's Homes that has the Scottish bagpipe sound to it also.
John, the I mentioned in the introduction to start the show, and I think one of the reasons I wanted to do this is really to pay it forward to people listening tonight, and hopefully they start their path with music and the industry like you and I have. And so we'll ask a series of questions. Hopefully our listeners get to know you better. Are you ready?
Beautiful, yes.
Well, we have the New England connection, and I've talked to more people in the last several weeks that originally from New England. I was born in Providence, Rhode Island, great upbringing, loved living there. And now you're from, and if I'm pronouncing your city correctly, is it Leominster?
Yes, Leominster. It looks like
Leominster,
doesn't it?
I thought there was a silent E or O in there somewhere.
So, but if you actually live up here, it's supposed to be Leominster.
Leominster, yeah, the Parc des Cars.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a wicked place, Leominster.
The wicked. Well, I know how cool it is living in New England.
I thought it was Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the snow drew me away.
1976. Yep.
The snow just, you know, drove me down to Florida. So it's like I-95, lead me down to Florida.
I was just going to say, I like New England because of the weather. And that's why God makes everybody different. And people do different things. Thank God, you know. Because somebody
great,
can
no,
work in
great
the cold
upbringing.
And somebody
love.
Can work in the heat.
Yep. I couldn't think of a better place to be raised. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Newport and, you know, everything that Rhode Island had to offer.
And we have the best sports teams. Sorry, I had
yeah.
to say that.
Well,
everybody.
You do. You do. Yep. We wish we had a quarterback like Tom Brady.
Time. We didn't have top teams for a long, long time. We waited a long time for the Red Sox to get somewhere. And
yep.
Then they finally did it, and they kept repeating it.
Yep, been to Fenway many times. Great, great ballpark, and well, absolutely wonderful. So, John, I know you have
changing is the best.
Yeah, you have many artists that you look up to and that you can call, you know, and mentor. Who were some of those musicians that you looked up to, you know, before and now?
I would have to say definitely the Beatles. I was 5 years old when I picked up drumsticks. Oh my God. I wanted to be a Beatle. 1965, 5 years old, drum set in the basement, bang, Beatlemania. Then of course, Ringo Starr and Mickey Dolenz, the Monkees. Mm-hmm. It seems kind of strange that these people, TV shows would actually bring on somebody like that. But, yeah, Mickey Dolenz was one of my biggest, best drummers.
Where would we be without the Beatles, Elvis, and Michael Jackson? Where would we be in music without those three? I really call those three trendsetters that really set the tone for everyone else to follow.
Mm. Another one, though, people probably won't know this one, was my biggest inspiration as I was growing up was actually Don Brewer of Grand Funk Railroad.
Yep.
You'll notice if you listen to quite a few of our tracks, my drumming is actually almost similar.
Yep, that's a great, great band, too. What's your favorite Beatles album?
Not easy to say there.
That's a tough,
you know,
that's
some,
a tough question,
I'm
right?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But
yeah,
just
that's
so
a popular
many.
Choice. I know it. I don't know. I have this thing for the White Album. I think top to bottom.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Somebody, I think George Harrison really came into his own on the White Album.
Mm-hmm.
Before his solo career.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yep.
So, John, Skidmore was formed in 2014, an indie rock band with great sing-along lyrics and, as we could, you know, tell in the first track we heard, great guitar riffs. I know this band means a lot to you, and, you know, I know your brother Bones was part of this band for a long time. You know, talk about your brother and Skidmore.
Oh, my brother Bones. Oh, my God. What a great bass player. What a great brother. God, I've been playing with him since I was 5 years old, on and off. Millions of bands, different bands, always something new. We were always writing. Nobody wanted to do it, blah, blah, blah. So, like I said, even the song Run So Fast came from our previous writing in a previous band. And life got in the way and he had to move far away, and we tried to hold it together for a while, and he was coming down driving 5 hours all the time just to play out. And so it just got to be a little too much. And we decided it was best for all of us to just take it easy for a bit and see what happened. And I couldn't take it easy. So I just I kept trying to put the band back together. And it, finally, 2 years later, here we are. We're back again.
Yeah, and you mentioned you know, you have members of the band that are somewhat new in the last year or two, and sounds great. I mean, great tracks, and I've had a chance all
fresh
week to
blood,
really
fresh blood in the band. It's a fuller sound. We were a 3-piece before, now we're a 4-piece. Adam and I have been dying to be a 4-piece for a long time, and it sounds so great. So we are even probably going to do a Facebook Live Saturday night.
Oh, that's great.
Somewhere around 10 p.m.
That's great.
So everybody can keep an eye out for that.
So I have set questions I like to ask every week, John, and I like this question talking about lyrical writing. And I always have a next track with lyrics, and I'm walking around with melodies, and I'm always thinking about new ideas. I love the writing experience, but I don't have any pressure to finish a song in one writing session. I can, verse, chorus, bridge, I can save it and then go back to it if I'm not feeling it. So tell me what your process is and, with lyrical writing and also composing.
Mine, Russell. Yours is so similar to mine. Since I was a kid, I've had a cassette deck at my side.
Yeah.
If I think of something, I have to put it down and go back to it. And there's times you'll get up in the middle of the night and say, oh, geez, I should get up and write that down. You have the melody in your head, and you lay there and you say, nah, I'll remember it in the morning. Guess what? Next morning,
you don't.
You don't remember it. Yeah. So, and the big thing with my bands also is, and everybody will tell you, I record every single session because somebody will start playing a riff, and then the bass player will come in, and the drummer, and all of a sudden, we'll all stop, and somebody will say, are we just writing this, or are we playing something that somebody else already wrote? And everybody sometimes says, we're just doing this. And it's recorded. So then the next week you're like, oh, wow, I have words and everything, and I think they'll fit in that melody and that song so well. What was it? How did we do that? Oh, John's got it recorded. Yep, so that's everything. Nothing's done all at once. I don't think I've had that. Run So Fast was one of those songs where my best friend guitarist at the time, who was Adam's dad, helped me write that song. And when I heard what he had written, and I was playing it back on a cassette at the time, and I said, I have words for that. And I was writing them down as I was listening to it because I had them in my soul. And they just went from my soul onto the paper.
Yeah, I utilize the voice recorder app on my Android. That's very handy.
Yep, I have one of those
when,
now.
When you have
too.
An idea.
Like I said, I grew up in the 70s and we didn't have this stuff. People, listen to me today. You have technology. You've got it made. You can put your music out there for $50, $35, whatever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can make it at home, and you can sell your music.
You can.
It's so different.
It
you know,
is.
And I grew
it
up
is.
In the day where you had to write, if you were trying to play somebody else's song, you had to keep rewinding it to write the words down.
Right.
And it would take you an hour to get, today you click a button on the internet and there's all the words.
The technology is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Your first self-titled CD, John, in 2015, then 3 years later, 2018, you released Red Hush. And then now you've combined, both recordings into a remastered, project and album. What was your thought process there in terms of combining, you know, those recordings?
Because if people, I was afraid if people just bought like Red Hush or heard that album, I wasn't really sure if they would go back and listen to the first. So I wanted them to hear both of them. So I figured if we put it all in remastering, I had to pull a few of the instruments out a little more. They weren't correct. So we had to fix a lot of that also. And we have another album or two already in the works. So we just figured, you know what? Sooner or later, we're just going to let Red Hush and the first album go its way. And we're going to use that the new album as the breaking point because the new guys are in the band.
Oh, nice. Nice.
It's almost like when Journey redid things because they had a new singer or... So, but right now we're trying to actually just, it's still Skid Bone, but we're going to be totally different.
Great, great. You mentioned earlier, John, I know we met on Facebook, and I use this great social media platform all the time. It's been so essential for me to connect with people all across the planet, with guests. You know, post my music, not only Facebook, but all the social media outlets. And I know you feel the same way. Tell our listeners, you know, how you feel about social media and just getting your music out fast and furious to everyone.
Well, I know one thing. There's probably only one thing I'm going to get through, but the more you saturate the internet with your music and your name, and before you know it, you'll do a Google search of the name of your band, and 10 pages will come up on Google. I mean, you can do it with Skid Bone right now and click images or anything, and it's saturated. We're out there. And all we did was social media, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, CD Baby, everything, everything. Everything we could get on, we put ourselves out there. And it boosts your fans phenomenally.
You mentioned, Reverb Nation. Reverb Nation, John, is, and everyone, if you're not familiar with this, I think these guys are based in North Carolina, but I've been with them about 8 or 9 years, and the tools that they have with Gig Finder and the ability to use your press kit and digital distribution and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a full service email reach to your fans. You can keep in touch with gigs, or you know, I think it's probably the best that I've come across in terms of.
I think that is really actually where we first met.
Reverb Nation.
I'm kind of twisted between that and Jacqueline Jacks, but either way, it's we've known each other for quite a few years, and we've never really been able to speak. And this is great.
I've been on Jackson's show before. Well, thank you.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I haven't bought it, but I've heard it, and it's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been on Jack's show a couple of times, and great job with ABA Live Radio.
Everybody listening, Russell's correct. Social media, any place where you can put your digital music that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And research it first, check with friends, check online, make sure, you know, TuneCore is cool.
TuneCore.
Like you said, Reverb Nation. There's so many.
It's okay if you're paying small fees, because I look at advertising. If you look at a company, right, a company pays money to advertise their product on TV, radio. Part of business. That's part of business. So if the fee is small, that's okay. You just want to be careful of these outrageous.
Excuse me? Are you still there? Did I lose you? Hello? Hi, I'm hearing you now.
Okay. Did I lose you, John?
There you go. Hi,
okay.
There you are. Hello. What you doing, Sparky?
So I was saying the diseconomical with your spending in terms of, averaging your music and don't pay outrageous, fees.
If you're in a band and you do play out, even if it's once a month, you take a percentage of that and you have to put it back into the band.
Exactly.
If everybody has equipment, you know what? Use it for advertising. It's only gonna propel you further.
Absolutely. Well, let's play another great track from John Gagne, everybody, and Skidbone. This is another great one. It's called Adam's Rye.
And Adam wrote this one.
Thank you.
another great track from Skidbone, everybody. That was Adam's Rye. John, everything's really tight there. Love it. I mean, that's awesome. Just a great track.
The new album that will be released this year actually has that on it also, but it's with the full band playing. It's unbelievable. It's a great song. Adam wrote it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Great guitarist there. Good job.
Yeah, he has a lot of good words going on, too.
Absolutely. So, you know, I know we touched about it a little bit here about how the music industry has changed and, you know, social media and digital streaming. And, you know, I ask this question every week, and everybody remembers the music store. What's that? A music store for people.
Oh, my God.
Actually...
Are we that old?
We're going back to the Kate age to the music store is selling albums and CDs.
Oh, wasn't it great, though? Come on.
It was great.
And everybody would head over to the music store, and you didn't even have to buy nothing.
Oh.
You could just go in there and hang out, look at all the albums.
It was great. I had,
I had
Zeppelin posters and Who posters and Peter Frampton posters.
God.
And, you know.
Yeah.
You get so many extras in the album, and now we're in a digital dream now, right? Digital landscape, and there's no promoters, there's no labels, there's no David Geffen, there's no Clive Davis.
Album covers now. You design your own actual physical CD itself.
Yeah.
You design everything and you promote yourselves. And
you're the boss.
It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. And everyone on the planet can listen to your tracks once you mix them, master
and
them.
You know
put them.
It there's no losing in this, because whether it succeeds or goes far or not, you've got your music out there. I don't know how to tell people to really understand that it was not this way. And it's so simple. And if you can do it all yourself, and your music's out there.
You know, I had somebody tell me one time, and I completely disagree with this train of thought. He told me, he says, you should never release a song before it's time. And my comment to him was, what do you mean when it's time? You know, when you feel it's right and you dig it, right, put it out there.
Thank you.
You know, put it out there. And oh, absolutely. I mean, wait, if you're going to wait until it's time, that's ridiculous.
It's never right.
You know,
even after you have it solidified and you hear it on the radio or in your car.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, we should have put this there. We should have taken this out. I want to do this over, but it's done. It's out there. You're always going to want to put something else in or take something out.
Yeah.
Eventually,
you have to release it.
Your worst critic. And if
you're
not
your own worst
critic,
you're not going to
get better.
Exactly. So, John, what's coming up next for their Skidbone gigs, upcoming projects, and please tell everybody where they can find you online with social media.
Oh, Facebook / Skidbone, Twitter it's / Skidbone Band. Our website is skidbonebandcom. God, we're everywhere. Like I said, just type us in the search bar, no matter where you are. iHeartRadio, Django, blah, blah, blah. Just, we're there.
Lonely Oak Radio, right?
Oh, yes. Awesome. They're playing us today, and they're playing you today.
Yeah.
Russell Fozzi is being played on Lonely Oak Radio, and Skidbone is being played on Lonely Oak Radio.
We're in the same waves.
Yep.
That's great. So everyone out there
listening, we enjoy what we do. We push what we believe in.
Yep. And that's why I love this show.
Always.
Because I want to bring everyone in social media to the forefront. And, John, the show will be replayed to all the platforms that I mentioned earlier. And we're looking for more.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your patience
it's
and
been so
rescheduling
awesome
and
talking with you.
Well, you're a great artist, and I want to thank you so much for being my guest tonight. I really appreciate your time, and keep on jamming, John. Keep on rocking with Skidbone.
Russell, you're a great artist also, and we love you.
Well, thank you. I'm going to post the live replay tonight, so you can share that, and I hope you listen to the upcoming episodes.
Yes, I will. And you know what?
I got to go get some Halloween candy.
Happy Halloween, everybody. John, thank you so very much.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Russell.
Hey everybody, let me give a shout out to my buddy Steve Smith with Solid Grounds Coffee House in Pinellas Park, Florida. What a great time. It's the last Friday of every month. We hold hands. Great performances, great artistry. It's unbelievable. So just type in a search, Solid Grounds Coffee House in Facebook. You can please offer your support, or if you're in Florida, please stop by. Last Friday of the month starts at 6 p.m. Please visit my website, russellpoiseymusic.com, to include Island Dream Records. I can help connect your music to the online digital platforms. My name is Russell Poisey, your host of the Original Lyric Stream radio show. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Happy Halloween. Good night.